Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
My son Steve is a rock climber, something that is much too much for me. I'm like Sir Francis Chichester, who said, "I will lift mine eyes unto the hills, but I will not take my carcass thither." Anyway, Steve and two of his friends were climbing the highest peak in Switzerland when they stopped to catch their breath, then noticed three climbers on the face of an incline a short distance from where they were. As they watched, the lead climber suddenly lost his footing and fell. Now, climbers are joined to each other by a rope, and the way it's supposed to work is that if one falls, the other is anchored by pitons to the face of the rock, and he stops the fall of the one who just lost his footing. But that's not how it worked. The first one pulled the second one loose, and the two of them pulled the third one loose. The three of them tumbled over and over and fell about 750 feet down the face of the snow and ice and landed in a heap below. Steve, much too far away to be of immediate help, held his breath wondering if any of the three were still alive. But those three climbers who fell were lucky. They had landed in a pile of soft snow and were able to get up, dust off the snow, and walk away. You know, families are joined just the same way. They are all on the face of that mountain called life, joined by an invisible bond. And when one falls, everybody on that rope is affected. Have you ever heard anyone say, "Well, it's my life. I can do with it whatever I please"? Don't believe it for a moment. Everything that takes place in a family affects everybody else. Exhibit A. Here's a man who's 40 years old. He's suffering from the three B's, balding, bulges, and bifocals. He's having a midlife crisis. He's got an assistant who's a pretty blonde, 27 years old, a divorcee, and is lonely. John takes her to lunch. Nothing happens, just talk. Before he ever touches her physically, he's committed emotional infidelity. He's taken the intimacy that belonged to his wife and given it to someone else. Exhibit B. A teenager sacks groceries at the local supermarket, and he's saving some money. He wants to buy a car, but Dad says, "No way. You save your money for college." He says, "Dad doesn't have any right to tell me what to do with my money. I earned it." Whoa, hold on. If that kid is driving a car and it plows through a freeway fence and smashes into three other cars, who do they come after? Dad, right? Everything that takes place in your family affects everybody else. That's why you've got to respect and protect the fragile relationships of a family. We're all out there together on the face of that mountain called life. When one thinks he can exert independence and do his own thing, everybody is affected. When one member of the family falls, we all suffer together. Have you ever asked yourself, what is it that really binds us together? A legal document? The fact that our last names are the same? Or is the bond an invisible one, which we find is woven with strands of love, commitment, compassion, and care? Surely it is all of that, plus a great deal more. Whether you are a dad, a teenager, a wife, or a single parent, you are part of a family. And it's the quality of the relationship in your family that determines the quality of family life. Think about it.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.